heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Qadri Channel We once again welcome you in this program And inshallah azzawajal Today our topic will be very interesting Very beautiful topic we'll be learning Be with us from start till end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. We'll be talking about one account from the Holy Quran. And we'll find out that how can we mirror the best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in a sense that how did Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, they followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as inshallah, the account what we will learn from Bani Israel when they did not abide by the rulings of Torah. What had happened to them? And what is our responsibility in this regard? Inshallah, a very informative topic today. Be with us from start till end. And ask your family members if they can come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end. Respected viewers, we have got in this program, Mirror the Best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a few segments. In first segment, we talk about the best role model as the personality of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we also take one segment in which we discuss how Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they held tight to sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. Clung tight. They used to follow Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam, sticking to the sunnah. How important was that for Sahaba Ikram, for our pious predecessors? From their accounts, we would inshallah try and learn this very concept. How can we do ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam? And then and we also learn one practical sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And we take that as a challenge to implement upcoming next days. So be with us inshallah from beginning till end. As I said, we've got first segment. Let's include that first segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, role model moments. In this, as I in the introduction explained you, we'll be learning in account from the Holy Quran. We will relate to our topic and I would like to recite one verse from the Holy Quran. First, inshallah, we'll listen its translation and then we'll try to figure out what tafsir ulama have mentioned. Explanation, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تقول ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم سورة البقرة 63 and 64 You have heard these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Translation: And remember when we took an oath from you and we raised Mountain Sinai, Al-Pur, above your heads and said, Hold fast onto this book which we granted you, and bear in mind that which has been stated therein with this hope, that you may become pious. Further, the second verse which we just heard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Then you turned away thereafter. So had it not been for the grace of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have been among the losers. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, this is Suratul Baqarah, verse number 63 and 64, what we have just learned. There is a contextual background to this beautiful verse, rather two verses what you've heard, inshallah, we'll talk about that. Sayyidina Musa, ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa tasteem, who is amongst Ulul Azm Anbiya, who is Kaleem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Meaning who was given this great honor to converse with Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Torah, divine book, to Sayyidina Musa, Kaleemullah ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa tasteem. When this book was granted to Sayyidina Musa, He, alayhi salam, came to Bani Israel and he read the rulings of Torah before them and said, O Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these rulings and instructed to follow, abide by these rulings. As soon as Bani Israel heard that Sayyidina Musa has instructed them to follow the divine law, the divine rules, commandments of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, they became rebellious and they straight away refused to act upon the commandments of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Now, you know, this beautiful example which is given here, that you could have seen when a child, he does not want to take medicine, maybe it is sour, it doesn't taste good, then what happens? Parents, they become firm to give the medicine, whether a child likes it or doesn't like. Likewise, the case for Bani Israel, the ahkamat, the commandments of Torah were just like a medicine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was firm in a sense that as soon as they refused to act upon the commandment, the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck Bani Israel in a way that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, the chief of the angels, he was ordered and he alayhi salam uprooted Mountain Sinai, Koh-e-Thur, from its roots. And then that was brought right above the heads of Bani Israel. That suspended right above their heads. And the people, the Bani Israel, were beneath that giant, massive Mountain Sinai. And when they saw all of a sudden the mountain was just above their heads suspended, they went into prostration. They went into sajda. They started repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started apologizing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were asked to follow, hold tight to the divine book. And my dear Islamic brothers, they accepted the commandment of Allah. They said that we will not only listen, we will accept, but we will also act upon these commandments which have been revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rahman, His Rahim, His Kareem, He accepted the promise which they made, and their tawbah and their repentance was accepted. And then the Mountain Sinai was taken back to its original place. But the Islamic brothers, then again, what they did was, they
did not fulfill their commitment, their promise. This is what we heard in that verse. As soon as they saw their death right in front of them, they went into sajda. They went into prostration. They started making apologies when they saw that the might, the majesty, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of them. And any time that mountain come and fall on their heads, they could be crushed into pieces. Right? And they made apologies. But later, when that calamity was removed, that torment was removed, that was lifted, Allahu Akbar, they became rebellious again. They did not fulfill their commitment again. Right? Rather than to hold the commandments steadfast and tight, and to act upon those commandments, when this calamity was lifted, they came back to their own previous habits. And they did not read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not fulfill their commitment and follow the commandment of the Torah. They started making amendments in the divine book, additions and subtractions in that book of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Now in fact, what should have happened was, the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they were not followed and the commitment was not fulfilled, the torment should have struck them again. But it was the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Right? It was the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they were saved, they were protected, the torment did not struck them again. If the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasn't there, they would have been amongst the losers. And that's what Quran mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 64. Respective viewers, when we hear this or read this beautiful Quran, we learn many lessons from the verses of the Holy Quran. In specific, this account, what we have just heard, and we have also read what had happened to Bani Israel. And we also read about and heard about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Him being compassionate, kind, merciful towards His bondsmen, right? Now look at this. If we just look at our scenario, we have also been granted a book of Quran, the divine book which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the practical was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practical image of Quran was the zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And his uswa is the best uswa for us to follow. Best role model is the zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to follow. But how much do we read this book? How much do we follow the commandments of this book? And how much do we understand the book which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for us these commandments are, right? And how much do we follow the footsteps of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam? In other words, how much we mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? This is the question I should ask from myself, and we all should ask from ourselves. We sin, right? Sometimes we speak more than we should. We do not have no fear sometimes, right? Allahu Akbar. But it is He Azza wa Jal who is Rahman, who is Rahim, who is Kareem, who is Hari. Allahu Akbar. Kind, compassionate, merciful. Yet the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not strike collectively upon us. What had happened in Kohitur, in the account of Kohitur, Mountain Sinai, they became again rebellious and refused to act upon the commandments once the calamity was removed. Doesn't it happen same when a small earthquake happens in this day and age? As soon as for a few seconds the earth starts shaking and our tongue starts speaking, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasul. Shahada, we start reciting Shahada as if we're just going to now leave this mortal world and what's going to happen with my dear Islamic brothers. As soon as the earthquake finishes, then we're back to normal. Same life of sins. Not following the sunnah. Not fulfilling the commitment of adhering the fara'id and wajibat and sunan. The prophetic way of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Are we not doing the same as Bani Israel did? Allah forbid. And again, this is the mercy and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A collective punishment is not coming upon us. Previous ummas, they would commit a particular sin, and for that particular sin, they were held accountable, and divine torment would come. And in this day and age, there are many sins that are present. It is just the presence of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is just the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fadl of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, that in totality collective punishment does not strike upon us. Otherwise, the condition we are in, the sins we commit, if the fadl of Allah is not with us, then we would have been destroyed by now. Completely destroyed by now. We should be grateful, thankful to our merciful Lord for His fadl and for His karam, that yet He Azza wa Jal has not sent His divine torment upon us. As mentioned in a Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 58, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Your Lord is most forgiving, the possessor of mercy. Had He seized them due to their deeds, He would have certainly hastened punishment for them. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is what we are trying to understand and learn. It is the mercy of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal we are saved. Ya Khuda rahmat teri haavi hai tere qahr par fadl rahmat ke sahare ji raha badkar hai bandae badkar hoon behad zaleel o khar hoon maghfirat farma ilahi tu bada ghaffar hai. We are indulged in all sorts of sins. We are not following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's quite opposite. Rather than mirroring the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we are indulged in all sorts of sins. Allahu Akbar. It is Rabb Azza wa Jal who has hidden our mistakes, has covered our mistakes. And we pray that on the Day of Judgment may it happen too. If the fadl of Allah, if the rahmah of Allah, if the mercy of Allah would not assist us on the Day of Judgment, we would be destroyed. We would be disgraced in front of everyone. It is karam that He has hidden our mistakes, our sins. Allahu Akbar. We will not be able to stand for a moment on the Day of Judgment if Sattar Azza wa Jal does not hide our mistakes and sins. Tu ne dunya mein bhi aibon ko chupaya ya Khuda. Tu ne dunya mein bhi aibon ko chupaya ya Khuda. Hashr mein bhi laaj rakh lena ki tu sattar hai. Oh Allah, You have hidden my mistakes in this dunya. And I pray that on the Day of Judgment, You may also hide, cover my shortcomings, my sins. Nekiyan palle nahi aqa shafaat kijiye. Aapki nazre karam hogi to beda paar hai. And now this plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I do not have any good deeds in my account, but I am dependent upon Your shafa'ah. I'm hopeful of Your shafa'ah, Your intercession, Ya Rasulullah. If Your blessed sight would assist me, if You would cast Your blessed sight on me, then inshallah I will be sorted. I'll get salvation. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, remember, it is mentioned in Riwayat that if we mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if we follow fara'id and wajibat and sunan of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, if we fulfill our commitment and adhere the laws of Quran, if we follow what Rasulullah alayhi salatu was salam has said. If we do ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu was taslim, if we do ittiba' of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, each and every part of our body will testify, will become witness for us. And opposite is the case. If we keep on committing sins, if we do not follow the commandments, then these body parts will be ordered and they will speak against us. Our hands, our tongue, and different parts of our body will say, "Oh Allah, we are witness. He did so and so sin through us." Allahu Akbar. Just imagine when our body parts, our hands, our feet, Allahu Akbar, will start witnessing against us, will start testifying against us. Where would we go? How would we escape? Will there be any way to escape on the Day of Judgment? A horrific day. How hard would it be to give hisab, accountability? There would be only two ways of getting salvation. One is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other is the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, we need your rahmah, we need your mercy. Although we are not following the uswa of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not following Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the best role model which we should do, we are weak, yet we are hopeful of your mercy. Rahmat da darya ilahi har dam bhagda tera, je ik qatra bakhshe mainu kam ban jandai mera." Just one drop of mercy is needed, we will be sorted. And kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari, wah wah, qarz leti hai gunah parhezgari, wah wah. And that's what we are hoping for, that on the Day of Judgment we will have shafaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai, agar unki rasai hai lo jab to banai. Inshallah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam will have access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will do our shafa'ah. This honor has been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for that, what should we do to attract the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should do good deeds. We should adhere the commandments of Quran, the Quranic teachings and the sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. We should offer salah, we should give zakah, we should fast in Ramadan. If Hajj is fard, we should go to Hajj. We should not earn haram, rather we should earn halal. We shouldn't feed our kids haram, rather we should feed them halal. We should not backbite, we should not slander, we should not tell, we should not lie, we shouldn't do fraud. We should not snatch someone's right. We should not, rather, must not hurt anyone's feelings. We should not abuse. We should not talk ill about others in front of them, face biting or back biting. In short, we should fulfill the commandments. We should have akhlaq like of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should mirror the best. This is what is the secret behind. And again, when we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshaAllah azza wa jal, on the Day of Judgment, we will be amongst those that will be in the line to receive the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should have that sort of love for Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This is very important. As we heard, that there are two important ways to get salvation. One is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other is the shafa'ah. Both of them, they need that we need to do ita'at of Allah and His Rasul. What is the meaning of insan? The Muslim, the one who totally submits to the submission in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of a Muslim. A Muslim who adheres the Quranic teachings and follows the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, refrains from what has been ordered to refrain from, and does what has been ordered to do, because he has totally submitted himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Once a person recites this statement of faith, once he says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh," he recites shahada, What should he do then? He has to follow the commandments of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal and his Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. لا إكراه في الدين. There's no compulsion in religion. But once a person accepts, embraces the faith, under this verse, this tafsir is mentioned. Once a person embraces the faith, he has to follow the commandments of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. He has to adhere by the teachings of Quran and sayings of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasleem. What a beautiful example which has been mentioned in this regard, in this tafsir of this very verse. Respective viewers, it has been mentioned that no government compels someone to enter in it. But once a person enters in that country, he has to follow the law of the land. And this is a compulsion. Nobody is forced to come to a certain country. But wherever you are, if you enter in certain country, then you have to follow the law of the land. Likewise is the case. If you have embraced faith, then you need to follow the commandments, divine law made in Quran, mentioned by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. You have to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In short, then you will automatically follow the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's life is a practical image of Quran. Sufia, the pious predecessors who are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have said that insan in this dunya, human in this world, is like a shop owner. And this life is his shop. Look at metaphorically how beautiful this example is. Insan, human, in this world is a shop owner, whereas his life is a shop, and his a'mal, the deeds, what he performs, are the products, what he sells. Now if Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, as a buyer, buys the products which are good deeds, salih a'mal, if the buyer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who buys good deeds, then the value against those deeds are Jannah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Whereas if the deeds are bad, they are sins, then the buyer is shaitan and its value is nothing but Jahannam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. How wise this example is. How beautifully it has been explained. Now it is us we need to find out. We need to establish the fact that as a shop seller, do we have to sell good deeds or bad deeds or sins? Do we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's path, sirati mustaqeem? We have to follow the teachings of Quran and Sunnah or the path of shaitan? My dear Islamic brothers, it is mentioned, Baale jannat mein Muhammad muskurate jayenge, phool rahmat ke jhadenge, hum uthate jayenge. Yes, inshallah, if we perform good deeds, if we mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will go behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam into Jannah, insha'Allah. Jannatul Firdaus. Whenever you ask for Jannatul Firdaus. Make intention, insha'Allah, we will not sell bad deeds to the buyer who is shaitan against Jahannam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Respected viewers, we heard an account from the Holy Quran when Bani Israel, they were instructed to adhere the teachings of Torah. They refused. And as a consequence, a mountain was brought right above their heads and that suspended. Now, once that calamity was removed, they became rebellious again. Meaning they did not have that capacity to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not have that mizaj, that frame of mind, that mindset. But learning from them, what should we do? We should have the opposite. We should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We need to follow the commands of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Because that is the way forward. That is the simple way of salvation. Yes. Hazrat Ubada bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Bayana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama ala sam'i wa ta'ati fil yusri wal usr. Meaning, we did bay'ah upon the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and took allegiance upon the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is tough or easy time. In every condition, we will follow the commandment. We listen and follow. We'll obey. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected viewers of Badri Channel, this was the mindset of Sahaba Ikram. They would always follow Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They will always follow the commandments of Quran and teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in a nutshell today, in our role models moments, what we learned is, which is the best role model, is the Zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Quran mentions these accounts for us to understand what is right and what is wrong. Who should we follow? Two parts are there, clearly mentioned, so that we can be decisive. We should know that which path I should take, which goes towards righteousness, goes towards paradise. Again, solution is, mirror the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, inshallah, we'll now take one segment in our program that is sticking to the sunnah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
So sticking to the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the segment, and in this segment what we do is we try to learn those accounts which mention how our pious predecessors, likes of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, great pious predecessors, how they clung to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much they loved, what was their passion to obey Rasulullah, what was their passion to adhere the laws of Quran and teachings of Quran, and how much love they had for Sunnah and how they would stick to Sunnah. And then we would compare our condition. Where do we stand? This is the purpose of this segment. As we just heard a hadith that Sahaba Ikram, they took allegiance upon the hands of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No matter what condition is, tough or easy, we would listen and we would obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the bayah. Now, let me tell you, if we make Sahaba Ikram our ideal, they are the shining, guiding stars of Hidayah, subhanallah. What was their mindset? Their mindset was to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eyes closed. Obey. They would hear and they would act upon. Now, let me mention you that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on a minbar pulpit. And some of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they were standing. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said them, "Ijlisu, sit down." Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was not present in masjid at that very moment, and he was far in tribe Banu Ghanam. He radiyallahu an heard the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Now, respectfulness, he did not think that this hukum, this order, this instruction is not for me. This is for the people who are in the masjid. I am not in the masjid. I'm quite far right now. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam instructed Sahaba inside the masjid to sit down, not to me. He did not think this way, because they did not have that frame of mind, Allahu Akbar, that mindset, let's put it this way. And They would just hear, they would follow. Ijlisu, as soon as it was said, Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu an, wherever he was, he just sat there straight away. This was the total submission. This was the way of obedience. This was the ita'at of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. This was obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Without thinking for any logic or reasoning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's enough. Follow, obey. This is beautiful hadith. Faith refreshing, no doubt at all. But let's talk further about it. How ulama they have mentioned the sharah. We learn two things in this. Number one is the mu'jiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The miracle, the miraculous voice of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now respect viewers, the qabila Banu Ghanam, where was it located? Right now where Masjid-e-Jumu'ah is, it used to be there. And Masjid-e-Nabawi and the tribe Banu Ghanam's distance is approximately 3 kilometers. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam sitting in Masjid-e-Nabawi said, Ijlisu, sit down. There's no speaker, there's no mic, there's no sound system. Allahu Akbar. Yet the blessed voice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was heard 3 kilometers away. And Sahabi Rasul Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu heard, listened, acted upon, obeyed. This is the mu'jiza of the voice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Mawlana Jameel Razavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, Dur ne nazdik ne awaz yaksa hi suni. Dur ne nazdik ne awaz yaksa hi suni. Jab huwe balai mimbar rahmatul lil alameen. Spectators. Now, this is blessed, mubarak, beautiful voice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which gives the coolness in our hearts. We will also hear inshallah. This voice will be heard by us also inshallah. When we will hear this, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Pai kuban pul se guzrenge teri awaz par. Pai kuban pul se guzrenge teri awaz par. Rabbe sallim ki sada par wajd late jayenge. رب سلم کی صدا پر وجد لاتے جائیں گے. The day of judgment, we will hear the blessed voice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. Where? Antal surat. Thinner than hair. Sharp than sword. And complete darkness. When we will be crossing the bridge of Sirat, we will hear the blessed sweet sound of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And that would be Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim. Oh Allah, make them cross easily. Make them cross easily. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would be saying this. And Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala says, we would be barefoot, Allahu Akbar. And pull Sirat, which is sharper than sword, but the voice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's sweetness would be such that we would be lost in that sweetness. We would be lost in that sweetness, intoxicated positively. In the sweet voice of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we would cross the bridge of Sirat in ecstasy, in wajd, in that condition. We wouldn't even feel that where was the bridge of Sirat, and the sharpness of the bridge of Sirat, and the thinness of the bridge of Sirat. We would cross such bridge of Sirat in the state of wajd ecstasy, because we would be lost in the sweetness of the voice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Pai kuba pul se guzrenge teri awaz par. Rabbi sallim ki sada par wajd late jayenge. Inshallah. May we hear that blessed voice of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment on Pul Sirat. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, abraza pul se wajd karte guzariye ki hai Rabbi sallim sadai Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we also learn that in this hadith, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anz ita'at, the jazba of ita'at, right? His passion, which is mentioned here, that 3 kilometers away, he radiyallahu ta'ala an was. And this hukum was not given to him, the order was not for him. But as soon as he heard the voice of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, heard and acted upon straight away. Wherever he was, he sat down. This was the passion of obedience. This was the passion of following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, the commandment, the hukum of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, we are learning how Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, they had the passion to stick to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention another beautiful account in this regard. Once a Sahabi Rasul, he was wearing a colorful shawl. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not like that. But he alayhi salatu wa tasneem did not ask him to remove that, or he did not mention anything, did not give any order. Just said this, what is this? The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala and he understood the tone of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's language. Mizaj of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem, the mindset of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, that Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam did not like this shawl. Straight away he went home. Now he could have removed this shawl, he could have placed it, preserved it at home, right? But look at ishq, look at the love of Sahaba Ikram, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not like that shawl, hence he went home, he removed the shawl and put that into the stove fire. Subhanallah. What Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't like, we also don't like. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes, we also like. In other words, this was the passion of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan. What is our condition? This is what we need to ask from ourselves. Hazrat Khuraim Asadi radiallahu ta'ala was a Sahabi. He used to wear the lower garment, thahband, shawl, quite down, like below the ankles, you could say. And he had long hair. One day Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, how nice is Khuraim? How nice man is Khuraim if he would not keep long hair and would not wear the thahband, the lower garment, low. Hazrat Khuraim radiallahu ta'ala and he just got this news. Straight away got the scissors and shortened the hair, and also he held his thahband above the ankles. Respected viewers, we also get a lesson, because we have to mirror the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. We need to follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam too. We should not keep hair long like women do. Below the shoulders, we shouldn't keep them. It is najais, impermissible, it is sin and is haram. Like as soon as Khuraim radiallahu ta'ala and heard the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, straight away he heard and he obeyed. That's what, if right now anyone watching, we should also act upon. His message has been delivered. We know it. And we should not do something which is not liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we should do what is loved in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respective viewers, this is the jazba, this is the passion of Sahaba Ikram. That's how they used to stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's segment, we learned few accounts of Sahaba Ikram, their passion, their love for the sunnah. Let's take the final segment in our program, which is follow and revive. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, today, inshallah, we will be learning sunnah and manners, inshallah, related to wearing shoes. An idea is that not just learn, maybe we would have heard this before also, maybe we will learn first time, but the idea is to listen, follow and revive. Take a challenge, inshallah. 1 week challenge. From this Wednesday to the next Wednesday, inshallah, we will be acting upon this beautiful sunnah. Whenever I will wear shoes, I will wear according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The good thing would be when many a times we wear slippers, we take them off, we wear shoes, we take them off at home, outside, going to work, coming back, we've got this habit of doing it. Why not turn that habit into a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We will be wearing shoes, but we will be getting reward. We'll be increasing the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while doing that. As soon as we will wear the shoes, we will remember my master Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to do this way. This is the connection the sunnah gives you, this love, this relation that you attain through acting upon the sunnah. The more you have this relation strengthened, the more love is strengthened, the more closer you are in the court of Rasulullah, and the more closer you are in the court of Rasulullah, the more closer you will be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, utilize shoes for as long as someone wears shoes, it is as though he is riding, meaning he will not tire as much. So profusely we should wear the shoes, right? Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to wear the shoes. So insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we should also act upon the sunnah. And whatever you're listing, exactly everything is sunnah or not, we have to be very much careful, okay? If we are 100% sure it's a sunnah, then we should say it's a sunnah, because sometimes manners are also mentioned. But let me mention you. It is sunnah to put the right shoe on first, then the left. Right shoe first and then the left. When taking them off, the left shoe be removed first, then the right. In a statement of the Prophet ﷺ, he explained, when any of you puts shoes on, begin with the right side, and when you remove them, start with the left side. So the right side is first when putting them on, and last when removing them. SubhanAllah. This is in Bukhari, volume 4, page 65. So today, we learned that wearing shoes according to Sunnah ﷺ, we should adhere to this beautiful sunnah. I hope you enjoyed, you learned a lot. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.